This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Doug Pollard here with Brett Hayhoe. Rainbow Labour, the gay group within the Australian Labour Party, is calling on Labour National Conference delegates to be on the right side of history and support a change to Labour's national platform that will deliver marriage equality. One of the spokespersons, one of the leading spokespersons of Rainbow Labour, is ACT Deputy Chief Minister Andrew Barr, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Doug.
And welcome to the Rainbow Report. So,
thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Now, Julia has come out and said we can have a conscience vote. Is that going to derail your efforts at the conference? Because you're pushing for a binding vote, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I don't believe so. I think there's still some prospect of a reconsideration on that issue, and also on the question of what Labor's national platform actually says on the subject. Rainbow Labor's position throughout this debate within the Labor Party has been that we want to see the platform changed, and we want to ensure that that it's a binding position of the party. We don't believe that matters of equality should be the subject of a conscience vote within the Labor Party.
That's just basically to let the Prime Minister off the hook, isn't it? Because you're never going to get people like Joe Brown voting in favour of marriage equality, are you?
Well, it would appear unlikely. A lot of this, in my view, if you look ahead to, well, how are we going to, as a political movement, achieve 76 votes in the House of Representatives and 39 senators to vote to change the Federal Marriage Act. And it's difficult to see that occurring without the Labor Party providing the bulk of those votes. Obviously, in the context of the Senate, the Greens Party would be very important in that outcome, and I also don't rule out the possibility of there being some Liberal members of Parliament who would be supportive of this change. And there's, I suppose, a question of where the Liberal Party end up as this debate unfolds through the rest of this parliamentary term.
Yeah, right.
Andrew,
and potentially beyond that.
Andrew, sorry, Brett Hayhoe here. Generally speaking, if a politician, certainly senior politicians and a prime minister, opposed changes to legislation, generally, and this is a generalisation I appreciate, but there's either a problem with winning the next election, or they have a personal issue with the change of legislation. Clearly, we have seen in every time surveys have been taken that the majority of Australians either couldn't give a rat's or, in fact, support marriage equality. So that only leaves me to believe that the Prime Minister has a personal issue with marriage equality. What is her problem?
Well, look, that's a difficult question for me to answer. The conversations that I've had with the Prime Minister over the years, most specifically related to federal government intervention in the affairs of the ACT Parliament, as we've attempted to introduce legislation, have indicated her in principle support for the ACT's right to legislate in this area, and so I think there's been an important breakthrough on that front, in that the federal parliament recently removed the ministerial power of veto over territory laws.
So, and about time.
Indeed, yes. So I think that sort of sends a signal, a small positive signal, and I acknowledge it's a small one, but a positive signal in relation to how state and territory parliaments can, or certainly territory parliaments can seek to make some, you know, practical changes that that make people's life better. But I think the reality here is we are dealing with a big symbolic issue. I agree on the question of polling. It does seem to be getting to the point now where you're up near 80% of Labor Party voters who want marriage equality, and you've got 80% of younger Australians wanting that. So there's a sense of, you know, this is going to happen, and hence my call and my commentary this week on Labor being on the right side of history. Yeah. on this issue, that we've taken arguably a bold step ahead of public opinion in relation to climate change and carbon pricing, and yet we don't seem able to address this issue that appears to have much stronger community support.
Yeah, this is my problem with this whole thing, Andrew, because it's very clear that if the Prime Minister wants to make something happen, whether it's carbon tax, whether it's Pokies reform, whether it's to do with offshore processing, by and large, she can get her way, and she's very skillful at bullying her way through difficult situations to achieve an outcome she wants. And yet on this, she refuses to invest any capital in doing so. And that, to me, is another signal that for some reason she has a personal objection to it. I've seen it said that her objection isn't, in fact, to same-sex marriage, but to marriage generally.
So I have read that as well, and that, I mean, like, again, I'm not going to put words in the Prime Minister's mouth, but that would appear to be a rational explanation for her own life decisions and otherwise.
Yeah, well, fine. Give us all the legal rights that go behind marriage, and we'll shack up for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, just get rid of marriage, give everyone a civil union. That's an easy option.
Well, look, I mean, there have been a variety of solutions proposed that might break an impasse on this issue. My sense is it's a question of time, and that the clock really starts ticking on achieving a legislative change in the federal parliament when Labor's platform changes. Yeah. And that remains an area of focus for Rainbow Labor as we approach our national conference in Sydney in December. We have seen, again, admittedly small steps of progress at recent national conferences, but what appears to be different this time is that within my own faction of the Labor Party, the right, there is considerable support now for marriage equality, and so combined with the principled stand that the left of the Labor Party have taken on this issue, there's great reason for optimism that a majority of delegates attending Labor's national conference will in fact vote for change.
And then we have to work out whether the Prime Minister would respect a change made by conference to the platform if a binding resolution went through, because she has also said that her government will not.
And that becomes the other question, is that the timing of implementation of Labor's platform rightly rests with the parliamentary caucus.
It's interesting that you mentioned the word timing, Andrew. It essentially, we are at a point in federal politics where we have Owls and Buckleys under the current federal leadership of the Liberal National Coalition of getting any sort of advancement in relation to marriage equality. So really, our whole hopes rest on the Australian Labor Party in their current time in government.
Yeah, look, I think that's an accurate statement at this point in time. As I project ahead to, you know, when would be the best time to put this to a vote within the House of Reps and the Senate, having at the very minimum a conscience vote for the Liberal Party would enable I think a number of members on that side of politics to be able to vote in support. Yes.
Well, I think some of them might cross the floor anyway, because they have a bit more leeway to do so than you do in the Labor Party.
Too. Yes.
That is true. The structures and historical operations of the respective parties have allowed Liberals a greater freedom to exercise a conscience vote on certain issues. But I think were that to be formally granted within the Liberal Party, then the number of members who would take that step, I think, would increase. I mean, obviously, we will continue to argue for a binding position for Labor MPs. I note that in 2004, when the position to change the words of the current Marriage Act was put to the federal parliament, there was a binding vote of Labor members at that point. So Labor members and senators weren't granted a conscience vote when the current discriminatory form of words was absolutely locked in the federal parliament in 2004. So I certainly don't cop the argument now that we must be kind and exercise and allow those who don't support the position to exercise their conscience this time, because no such generosity was granted in 2004.
No, and I think that's a very telling point. Andrew, I know you have to rush off to another meeting, but before we let you go, one last question. Now that the law regarding what the territory can do has been changed, supposing nothing happens in this federal parliament on the marriage front, will you introduce more legislation at a state level?
Yes, we have discussed this within the Territory Labor Caucus indicating that yes, we will. We're still optimistic of getting an outcome out of Labor's national conference, but there are a couple of elements of our existing civil partnership scheme that aren't quite as strong as our original civil union scheme of 2006 that
Indeed.
John Howard knocked off.
I remember.
Yes, we all remember.
So I think there certainly is room to consider that. I've been saying though that my preference, and I think that of all activists across the country, is that this is a national response. As much as it's, I think, fantastic for the ACT to show its progressive credentials to everywhere else in the country, and anyone who's listening in Melbourne who wants to come and move to a city that we're welcoming a diversity of,
and where pornography is almost compulsory,
especially for members of parliament.
So that's obviously perhaps a little comparative advantage for us within the federation. I think ultimately, we do want this issue addressed nationally, and that will remain the focus for Rainbow Labor. However, the advances that we've seen coming out of Queensland in recent times just builds pressure across the country, and again, there are a number of things that state and territory governments can do that that do make a practical difference for people in their day-to-day lives, and that's important. We should never forget that those reforms have occurred in most states and territories, and we should put the pressure on those governments who haven't taken those steps, whilst also maintaining a focus on achieving marriage equality at a national level.
Well, we have in fact seen basically very, very supportive state government in Victoria as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've done pretty well at state level, I think, and the more pressure that builds there, the better. Andrew, best of luck at the conference.
Thank you very much.
No doubt we'll be speaking to you again once the vote has actually gone ahead.
Terrific. I look forward to that.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
You're welcome. That's Deputy Chief Minister from the ACT, Andrew Barr, who's also from Rainbow Labour. And, of course, he's an out gay man himself. We'll be back
Shocking.
In just a moment.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.